Chapter 10. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Verse 27. The verse before I told you was spoken partly to hold forth a desire that the damned have to be freed of their endless misery. Now this verse still holds forth the cries of those poor souls as very vehement. They would very fain have something granted to them, but it will not be, as will more clearly appear afterward. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, etc. As if he should say, seeing I have brought myself into such a miserable condition, that God will not regard me, and that my exceeding loud and bitter cries will not be heard for myself, seeing I must not be admitted to have so much as one drop of cold water, nor the least help from the poorest saints, and seeing, besides all this, here my soul must lie to all eternity, broiling and frying, seeing I must, whether I will or no, undergo the hand of eternal vengeance and the rebukes of devouring fire, seeing my state is such that I would not wish a dog in my condition, send him to my father's house. It is worthy to be taken notice of, again, who it is he desired to be sent, namely Lazarus. O friend, see here how the stout hearts and stomachs of poor creatures will be humbled. As I said before, they will be so brought down that those things that they disdained and made light of in this world, they will be glad of in the life to come. Lazarus by this man was so slighted once that he thought it a dishonor that he should eat with the dogs of his flock. What? Shall I regard Lazarus, scrubbed, beggarly Lazarus? What? Shall I so far dishonor my fair, sumptuous, and gay house with such a scabbed creep hedge as he? No, I scorn he should be entertained under my roof. Thus, in his lifetime, while he was in his bravery. But now he is come into another world. Now he is parted from his pleasures. Now he sees his fine house, his dainty dishes, his rich neighbors and companions, and he are parted asunder. Now he finds, instead of pleasures, torments, instead of joys, heaviness, instead of heaven, hell, instead of the pleasures of sin, the horror and guilt of sin. Oh, now send Lazarus. Lazarus, it may be, might have done him some good, if he might have been entertained in time past, and might have persuaded him at least not to have gone on so grievously wicked. But he slights him, will not regard him. He is resolved to disown him, though he lose his own soul for so doing. Ay, but now, send Lazarus, if not to me, to my father's house, and let him tell them from me, that if they run on in sin as I have done, they must and shall receive the same wages that I have received. Take notice of this, you that are despisers of the least of the Lazaruses of our Lord Jesus Christ. It may be now you are loath to receive these little ones of his, because they are not gentlemen, because they cannot with Pontius Pilate speak Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Nay, they must not speak to them to admonish them, and all because of this. Though now the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ may be preached to them freely and for nothing, nay, they are now desired to hear and receive it, Though now they will not own, regard, and embrace these Christian proffers of the glorious truth of Jesus, because they come out of some of the basest earthen vessels, yet the time is coming when they will both sigh and cry, "Send him to my Father's house." I say, remember this, ye that despise the day of small things. The time is come when you would be glad if you might enjoy from God, from Christ, or his saints, one small drop of cold water, though now you are unwilling to receive the glorious distilling drops of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Again, see here the lamentable state they are in, that go to hell, from their fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, etc. While they are in this world, men delight to set their children ill examples, and also children love to follow the wicked steps of their ungodly parents. But when they depart this life and drop down into hell and find themselves in irrecoverable misery, then they cry, "Send somebody to my Father's house, to my brother's house. Tell them my state is miserable. Tell them I am undone forever. And tell them also that if they will be walking in these ungodly steps wherein I left them, they will assuredly fall into this place of torments. I pray thee, send him to my Father's house." Ah, friends and neighbors, it is likely you think a little of this, that some of your friends and relations are crying out in hell, "Lord, send somebody to my Father's house to preach the gospel to them, lest they also come into these torments." Here men, while they live, can willingly walk together in the way of sin, and when they are parted by death, they that are living seldom or never consider the sad condition that they that are dead are descended into. But ye ungodly fathers, how are your ungodly children roaring now in hell? And your ungodly parents that lived and died ungodly, now also in the pains of hell? And one drunkard is singing on the alehouse bench, and another roaring under the wrath of God, saying, "Oh, that I was with him! How would I rebuke him and persuade him by all means to leave off those evil courses? Oh, that they did but consider what I now suffer for pride, covetousness, drunkenness, lying, swearing, stealing, whoring, and the like. Oh, did they but feel the thousandth part thereof, it would make them look about them and not buy sin at so dear a rate as I have done, even with the loss of my precious soul. Send him to my Father's house." No, not to my Father, but to my Father's house. It may be there are ungodly children, there are ungodly servants, wallowing in their ungodliness. Send them therefore to my Father's house. It is likely and they are still the same that I left them. I left them wicked, and they are wicked still. I left them slighters of the gospel, saints, and ways of God, and they do it still. Send him to my Father's house. It is likely there is but a little between them and the place where I am. Send him today, before tomorrow, lest they come into the same place of torment. I pray thee, thou wouldest send him. I beg it on my bended knee, with crying and tears in the agony of my soul. It may be they will not consider, if thou do not send him. I left them sottish enough, hardened as well as I. They have the same devil to tempt them, the same lusts and world to overcome them. I pray thee, therefore, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Make no delay, lest they lose their souls, lest they come hither. If they do, they are likely never to return again. Oh, little do they think, how easily they may lose their souls. They are apt to think their condition to be as good as the best, as I once through ignorance did. But send him, send him, send him without delay, lest they come into this place of torment. Oh, that thou, Lord, wouldest give him commission, do thou send him thyself. The time was when I, together with them, slighted those that were sent of God, though we could not deny but that they spake the word of God and were sent of him, as our conscience told us. Yet we preferred the calls of men before the calls of God, for though they had the one, yet because they had not the other in that anti-Christian way which we thought meet, and we could not, would not, either hear them ourselves, nor yet give our consent that others should. But now a call from God is worth all. Do thou therefore send him to my father's house. The time was, and when we did not like it, except it might be preached in the synagogue, we thought it a low thing to preach and pray together in houses. We were too high-spirited, too superstitious. The gospel would not down with us, unless we had it in such a place by such a man, nor then neither effectually. But now, oh, that I was to live in the world again, and might have that privilege to have some acquaintance with blessed Lazarus, some familiarity with that holy man. What attendance would I give unto his wholesome words? How would I affect his doctrine and close in with it? How would I square my life thereby? Now therefore, as it is better to hear the gospel under a hedge than to sit roaring in a tavern, so it is better to welcome God's begging Lazaruses than the wicked companions of this world. It is better to receive a saint in the name of a saint, a disciple in the name of a disciple, Luke 10:16, than to do as I have done. Oh, it is better to receive a child of God that can by experience deliver the things of God, his free love, his tender grace, his rich forbearance, and also the misery of men, if without it, than to be daubed up with an untempered mortar, Ezekiel 13:10. Oh, I may curse the day that ever I gave way to the flatteries and fawning of a company of carnal men. But this, my repentance, is too late. I should have looked about me sooner if I would have been saved from this woeful place. Therefore send him, not only to the town I lived in, and unto some of mine acquaintances, but to my father's house. In my lifetime I did not care to hear that word that cut me most, and showed me my state aright. I was vexed to hear my sins mentioned, and laid to my charge. I loved him best that deceived me most, that said, peace, peace, when there was no such thing, Jeremiah 6:14. But now, oh, that I had been soundly told of it. Oh, that it had pierced both mine ears and heart, and had stuck so fast that nothing could have cured me saving the blood of Christ. It is better to be dealt plainly with than that we should be deceived. They had better see their lost condition in the world than stay while they be damned as I have done. Therefore send Lazarus, send him to my father's house. Let him go and say, I saw your son, your brother, in hell, weeping and wailing and gnashing his teeth. Let him bear them down in it, and tell them plainly it is so, and that they shall see their everlasting misery if they have not a special care. Send him to my father's house.